Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Sarah Heine joins us on a regular basis and tries to restore some order with some level of success. She does her best. Bottom Line Publications, BottomLineInc.com, that's her organization, a great American publishing company. Their Bottom Line Personal, I encourage you to check out. That's a twice monthly publication, and then there are yearbooks, the Bottom Line yearbook, their health book, the women's ultimate women's guide to beating disease. That's a 2020 edition. I encourage you to check it out. Bottom Line Inc. Sarah, thanks again for being here. I had my taxes. I got my taxes, and my attorney gave me the bad news last week, and he said, I looked at your return. And he said, I don't see anything in here from a trust fund. I don't see any kind of lottery winnings. He said, it looks to me like you earned every bit of this. I said, you're right. What do you think?
Well, I think that's great, and I think that's important. And I think that we are shifting in our messaging in this country to demonizing that success and making people wrong for having been successful, and I think that's a really dangerous thing.
Do you mean like taxing billionaires? We should tax billionaires more, that kind of language? Never mind if we should or not, but that kind of language, what do you think?
Well,
politicizing it.
It's the resentment of the success. It's making them wrong for the success and making them that they're the bad guy. Now, Jeff Bezos, whether or not he's paid what he should, whether he's great to his people, the guy busted his butt to build his company. And he hires, I don't know how many people work for Amazon, hundreds of thousands of people.
A lot of people employed.
You and I were talking about, you know, the challenges of business. And, like, I am grateful every day that I am still helping the, you know, dozens and dozens of people that work for me to put food on their table, to put their kids through college. And that's what happens in capitalism, that people, you build businesses, you hire people, and that's the way it works. And meanwhile, we've got a series of young people that are feeling guilty about their success. So I wrote a blog called Be Proud of Your Success. My daughter, who's in her 20s, works her butt off, relatively frugal. She is not a spendthrift. And she's feeling guilty about buying good face cream. No joke, good face cream. her skin's not great. So she's worried about doing that, and she's embarrassed about spending money. Are crazy. You work hard. You're entitled to spend money to take care of yourself. And this isn't like, let me go to the spa, you know, Hilton Head. But we are sending the message to kids that they should not excel and exceed. When everybody at school, in the schools, are being pushed to mediocrity for participation awards, and that those who excel, there's no winners and losers, that you don't learn the lessons of having lost and working hard and digging deep and resilience to try and achieve your goals. We can't teach people to be shameful of their successes.
Well, that's the opposite of how America was founded, how America became the greatest nation in the world, that's still the benefactor nation to the world. America stands in the breach between tyrants in China and Russia and Iran. America stands in the breach. America is the only thing between those three groups, those three tyrannical systems. We're the only thing between the rest of the country, the rest of the world, being self-determined in any way. America is. And so whatever you and I do as small business owners out here, and however successful we are, all that rolls up and contributes to the security of America and, in my opinion, the world. What do you think?
You know what's amazing? We were founded on entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Everything that got on a boat and came over here, they took a risk.
Risks.
A life.
Yeah.
Right? They took a risk, and they saw vision, and they wanted to succeed. When they got in their covered wagons and they rode west to God knows what, they took that risk because they wanted to succeed. And that's who we are in our DNA, and we're suppressing that.
We need to. You're exactly right. And so small business owners need to be proud of their success. And the world should be celebrating it more all over the world. That small business owners should be celebrating
more. Not
be embarrassed. BottomLineInc.com. Sarah, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, BottomLineInc.com. Check that out, folks. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.